Our Brimschofeld, Reel 6. Yes, you were. We were talking really about talking about the Holocaust after you came back from Israel. Was it, while you were in Israel, was much spoken about it then?
No, because at that time there was such enormous immigration there, and there was such problems there. There were so many survivors of the Holocaust, but it wasn't so unique that we knew who survived, who didn't, you know. I think it was survivors among themselves probably did speak about it occasionally, but to other people, they didn't. You know, everybody had problems in those days. There wasn't enough food, there wasn't enough housing, you know, it wasn't that unique. For the Jews, it wasn't that unique, you know. So, even my relatives didn't ask, you know. People were sort of a bit reluctant to talk about it, I think.
But Vera, your wife, were saying she was a kinder, one of the kinder transport. Yes. Were you able to talk to, Vera about it?
Yes.
Was it important to talk to someone, someone understand?
Well, Vera always imagined that I didn't talk about it, you see. But if you ask Vera, she said, I never stopped, you see. Because in little things like eating dinner, for instance, if the children didn't eat their dinner, I used to finish it for them, or something, or don't waste it, or you know, the little things came across all the time, even if I didn't talk about my, and of course, the children knew that didn't have any relatives, no aunts, no grandparents, you know, especially on both sides, they didn't have anybody. And so, they knew, and it wasn't easy for me, certainly not. Especially as I was not affiliated with the Jewish group after the war. No, I didn't join any synagogues or anything. No, I became partly disillusioned with it all.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes. What do you put that down to, do you think? The fact that you
The enormity of it was such that I just couldn't see how a merciful God he could allow it. You know? I know it's a very simplistic view of theology, or people would disagree with me, you see, but at that time I wasn't very sophisticated, that's how I looked at it, you see.
Do you still look at it that way?
Well, I am sort of on the... I still don't believe there's an afterlife or anything, no. Maybe I think there's some higher form of something, I don't know. And Vera is obviously also doesn't believe, you see. So it is very, even now it's very difficult for me to because you know you can talk about it as much as you like, and then I always have the question why. What was the reason for it? The talents that they, what was it for? I mean, my partner was such bad people, my grandparents, and the walks of their lives, you know, it seems so. Nobody can explain this, you know, you can ask and ask and ask, and there's no answer to it. That would make me so bad. You know? I would like an explanation, what have we done?
Do you feel it is important now, though, to record your testimony of what happened? You know, is this important?
Well, yes, it is important because I think that the story is so unbelievable almost that you know, and people will deny it, and Johanna says something really. Visual or recorded that it did happen and it should be prevented and we shouldn't do things like that to anybody. And it just how and it isn't that I don't think that the mass of people are bad. I really don't think so. I think that the mass of people are maybe indifferent. And the important thing is to care more, maybe, you know, and not to step on the sidelines. I don't think that most of the people were killing Jews, but they just turned away. They just were silent, maybe. And then you allow a minority to do those things, you know, and that's what the tragedy lies, I think. And you always get a majority, minority doing it, you know. I don't think that's, but that's why it has to be told and prevented. And it doesn't matter where it is.
You know, going through all the experiences that you did go through, you know, all those labour camps and then the concentration camps and that awful march, do you think in any way that you gained something from this? Was there anything positive at all in your life of that experience?
The only thing I can think of gaining from it is maybe tolerance of other people. Otherwise, I think I doubt that you gain much from it. I know that people say that it makes you stronger. It didn't make me stronger, I don't think so. I would have been much happier if you hadn't happened, but I'm sure of that.
Do you think it's affected your parenting at all, the way you've behaved to your children, what you went through and the deprivation that you had, and also the vulnerability of people and young children in particular? Yeah. Do you think it made you a different sort of parent in any way?
I think this is, I'm sure it mattered. Maybe we're a bit overprotective yes, my wife would really say that, yes, of course. I don't know how much, yes, it does. I think the children are more anxious too. And my older daughter certainly suffered from it, I think. I don't know, it makes you. You're not a parent, you're not a sort of natural parent somehow, you know, the way you relate to your children. And you always want to spare your children somehow, you know, to protect them and to spare them. And in your mind, maybe they lack something, some anxiety that you're insecure, you know. And you imagine flights where there aren't any. And you know, the mark that people might make. And you take it immediately at its wrong value, you see? I remember when I came to England, when I saw a policeman as you crossed to the other side of the road. And of course, I didn't have nothing to do with these policemen, but that's how it is, you know. And I would never leave food on the table or anything on my plate.
Well, Abram, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your experiences. Thank you.
It was my life, it was my life.